Exclusive: Me Senate candidate Mike Rogers eviscerates Harris narrative that Trump visited the KKK capital of Michigan. By Hannah Knudsen on August 22, 2024. Michigan Senate candidate Mike Rogers eviscerated the narrative touted by the establishment media as well as the Harris campaign that former President Donald Trump visited the KKK capital of Michigan, after speaking in Howell. Indeed, Alyssa Bradley, communications director for the Harris campaign in Michigan, issued a statement this week blasting Trump for his visit to Howell, connecting it to white supremacy. Bradley said, "His visit underscores the core choice in this election, between a prosecutor and a criminal. Someone who has spent her life making communities safer and someone who encourages violence. And someone who will build a future where all Michiganders can get ahead and someone who wants to take us back to the days of the KKK." Rogers, who is from Howell, gutted that narrative during an appearance on Breitbart News Daily. "First of all, Joe Biden actually went to Howell at the request of my opponent, Elissa Slotkin, 2 years ago," he said. Number one. Notably, Trump made a similar point. Rogers also said their narrative is completely offensive to everyone in that community. Number two, it is so insulting that they would lay a racism charge on everybody in a community that is anything but racist for 12 yahoos walking in a circle with pointed hats, he said. This is absolutely offensive to me that they would lay that charge. And if there is a Democrat in Livingston County, they ought to be so mad at these people for trying to use politics to label you a racist. Independents racist. Republicans racist," he said. Listen. Breitbart Middle. Mike Rogers, August 21, 2024. "This is just so wrong, and just people who don't even care about politics. They are apparently racist too. This is so absurd, so over the top, they should be ashamed of themselves," he said, explaining that the left owes the community an apology. "You know, again, this is not a town that sent, you know, thousands of people to do this. This was 12 people. I mean, just please," he added, noting that he and Trump have actually spent their time in the community highlighting the realities of crime, namely, illegal immigrant crime. "We had an 11-year-old girl raped by an illegal immigrant," he said, adding, "Not that long ago, we had a murder in West Michigan, Ruby Garcia, by an illegal immigrant. Fentanyl killed 3,000 people. So I'm glad the president came. I'm glad he talked about crime," he added. Breitbart News Daily airs on Sirius XM Patriot 125 from 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern.